Hiring as a small business owner is a major pain. That's why LinkedIn is supporting today's episode. You need people with the right skills and experience, but finding them can take forever. It is incredibly frustrating to keep seeing candidates who just aren't a good fit, and that's why LinkedIn Jobs has been a game changer. Let me tell you a little story. We needed to hire a graphic designer, somebody with specific tech and software knowledge and the ability to truly understand our brand. And I started with all the usual job boards, and it's the same old story. Tons of irrelevant applications. No one's really matching my needs. I tried LinkedIn Jobs, and the quality of candidates was just on another level. People with impressive portfolios, relevant expertise. I finally felt like I was interviewing the right people. That's truly the power of LinkedIn's massive professional network. You're tapping into this huge pool of talent you simply wouldn't find on other sites. It's about finding those niche candidates you actually need. And with the right people in front of you, hiring becomes a breeze. Did you know that 86% of small businesses find a qualified candidate on LinkedIn Jobs within 24 hours? That is how well their system works. Honestly, do yourself a favor and try LinkedIn Jobs next time you're hiring. You can post your job for free at linkedin.com/excellence. That's linkedin.com/excellence. Terms and conditions apply, but it's definitely worth trying out. Today's podcast is brought to you by The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. Now, obviously, I have my own podcast, but I am a consumer of content. I love great business shows that help me take my business to the next level. So if you are ready to accelerate your entrepreneurial journey, you have to dive into The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. It is presented by Carbon 6. This is the driving force behind today's top e-commerce solutions and growth tools. Join Tim every week as he explores the cutting edge of business growth, from transformative digital marketing strategies to the emergence of new brands. The Growth Gear provides insights directly from the forefront of the industry. Whether you're a startup founder or a seasoned executive, this podcast offers the tools and insights necessary to propel your business to the next level. Subscribe to The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan on your preferred podcast platform and start turning insights into actions. Get ready to shift into high gear, The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. It's your guide to accelerated success in a hyper-fast-paced business world.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Welcome to the 10-Minute MBA. I'm your host, Scott D. Clary. On the 10-Minute MBA, I give you tools, tactics, strategies, and insights that you can use to start, scale, grow, and 10x your business. Let's get into it. Stop me if you've heard this one. Acquire, convert, retain. Maybe you have been told that this is the holy trinity of business growth, right? Wrong. This is a traditional funnel, and it is time to ditch funnel vision. Funnels make your customers sound like mindless hamsters nudged towards a purchase. I get it. There is a place for everything, but we are going to go deeper than just a funnel. We're not selling to rodents. We are building relationships with humans who have complex emotions, motivations, and journeys. Today, we're going to talk about customer journey mapping. It's funnels on steroids. Customer journey mapping, or CJM, is the tool that gets you out of the boardroom and into the trenches with your audience and your customers. It's not just about the touch points. Those do matter, however, but it's about the transformation that happens from the first hello to the truly heartfelt thank you after a purchase. This isn't just some touchy-feely exercise. It's about about finding the friction points where you're losing your leads, the delight moments that turn customers into raving fans, and the hidden opportunities where a simple tweak can multiply your impact. Your customers aren't cookie cutter, so why should your journey be? Customer journeys are not one size fits all. This is where funnels miss the mark. Funnels are a good first step, but if you really want to build a business, you have to understand where your customer is going, what they're consuming, how they're interacting. See, the path that your customers take will vary wildly depending on your industry, your product, and your target audience. To truly master customer journey mapping and to give the best possible customer experience, you need to understand the nuances of your specific market and product and company. Here's a few examples just so you can understand conceptually what a customer journey is and then how you're going to map it. So if you have an e-commerce company, for example, the journey usually starts with online research. It moves to product comparisons. It culminates in a purchase or abandoned cart. And the key touch points include product pages, reviews, and checkout process. For SaaS, or software as a service, the journey is a little bit longer. It involves multiple stages from free trial to onboarding to ongoing usage. And the key touch points include demos, tutorials, customer support, and renewal processes. For healthcare, the journey is very emotional, very complex. It involves research, appointments, treatments, follow-ups. Some of the key touch points include doctor-patient interactions, online resources, and billing processes. For hospitality, for example, the journey focuses on creating memorable experiences from booking to check-in to on-site amenities. Key touch points include the website, reviews, concierge services, and post-stay feedback. So, the customer journey is everything they do while they are interacting with your brand. By understanding the unique characteristics of your industry, you can tailor your journey map to address specific needs, pain points, and motivations of your customers. This enables you to create experiences that truly resonate, build loyalty, and drive long-term growth. So let's get into some of the details as to what to think about when you're building your customer journey and customer journey map. Think about the last time you used a product you love. Did you just buy it and call it a day? Hell no. You read reviews, you asked friends, you stalked social media. That's a journey. Here's an entrepreneur's dirty little secret. Most of us have no clue what that looks like for our own products. Maybe we know what it looks like for someone else's products because we went through it. We have to do that for our own products. A CJM isn't a static diagram. It's a living document that grows as your business grows. It helps you answer questions like, where are the potholes? Are you losing people at checkout? Is your onboarding a snooze fest? It's going to help you answer questions like, where's the party? What are the wow moments that make people whip out their credit cards? And it will help you answer questions like, what's the next adventure? How do you keep customers engaged even after they've bought? You can't be a tourist in your own business. You got to get a map. You got to start exploring the landscape of your customer's world. Now, let's talk about building this expedition, mapping out this journey. What are some of the tools and the strategies? CJM isn't rocket science, but it requires the right tools and the right mindset. So here's your starting kit. Data. Gather qualitative, so interviews and surveys, as well as quantitative analytics, heat maps, data. Empathy. You want to put yourself in the customer's shoes. What are their fears, desires, and pain points? Visualize it. A map doesn't have to be fancy, but it should be clear. Use tools like Miro, Figma, or even good old pen and paper. And lastly, be collaborative. Get your team involved. Different perspectives reveal tons of hidden insights. Remember, this isn't a solo hike. Building a great CJM is a team sport. Bring your best people, grab your gear, and start the expedition. So now that you are starting to build out your customer journey map, your CJM, you have to understand that it is like a treasure map and you need to find the gold. This is where the magic happens. Your CJM isn't just a pretty picture. It's somewhere where you can actually pinpoint what is going to take your business to the next level. The X on the treasure map marks the spot where you can improve. So you can smooth out rough patches in the experience. You can innovate. You can create new products or services that meet unmet needs and you can increase revenue. You will find spots where you can upsell, cross-sell, delight customers with personalized offers. Don't let this map gather dust on your desk. Use it to guide your business decisions, fuel your marketing campaigns, create customer experiences that are so good, people can't help but share them. Now, with this journey map, you are not just going to track metrics, you're going to hack your customers' happiness. See, the beauty of a CJM is it turns abstract concepts like customer satisfaction into actionable insights. So this is how you can measure the impact of your efforts. You can go beyond NPS. NPS is Net Promoter Score. It's a start. It is an industry standard on how you measure customer satisfaction. However, after you deploy NPS, and that will be a whole podcast in and of itself, you can track customer effort scores, CES, you can track customer satisfaction, CSAT, and you can track retention rates. Next, you can focus and track time to value, or TTV. How long does it take a customer to realize the value of your product? The shorter is better. You will start to understand this when you map out the whole customer journey. You will be able to track churn rates, identify the points in the journey where the customers bail, and you start to plug those leaks. Churn could be before they make a purchase. Traditionally, it's after they make a purchase and they don't renew, but understand where that customer is dropping off and no longer associating with your company. And lastly, you can start to track customer lifetime value, CLTV. This is the ultimate metric. A well-crafted journey increases customer lifetime value. And if you're asking what that is, it is exactly as it sounds. How much money does one customer spend over their entire lifetime engaging with your company? If you are building a business, you need to care about efficiency. You need to understand what your business is doing on a day-to-day. When it starts out, it's a little bit easier to do this. When it starts to grow, things start to get chaotic. NetSuite is a host of applications that help you understand the performance of your business, drives major efficiency gains and cost savings. I've been working with NetSuite for a few months now. They are one of my favorite softwares that I truly believe any business that earns a few million dollars in revenue up to tens and hundreds of millions of dollars in revenue has to consider. If you are working in an organization of that size, things are going to get hectic at some point. NetSuite by Oracle is going to help you out, and they have rolled out the best offer that I've ever seen them roll out. So NetSuite really does give you visibility and control that you need to make decisions faster. Think about it as a COO that gets real-time insights and data into what's happening in your business and what's not going so right so that you can fix it ASAP. It's costing you millions of dollars not to fix these issues that you may not even be aware exist. Now, for the first time in over 22 years, NetSuite is deferring all payments on a full NetSuite implementation for 6 months. 33,000 companies have already upgraded to NetSuite. So take advantage of this special financing offer at netsuite.com/ScottDClary. That is netsuite.com/ScottDClary to get the visibility and the control you need to weather any storm. Thank you so much, Indeed, for sponsoring Success Story. For all business leaders out there, Indeed is a lifesaver. See, we're always driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. You're going to ditch the busy work and you're going to use Indeed for scheduling, screening, messaging, so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Clary. Just go to Indeed.com/Clary right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/Clary. Terms and conditions apply. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Don't just track metrics for the sake of it. Use them to hack your customers' happiness. What makes them tick? What makes them click? And most importantly, what makes them stick? Remember, a happy customer isn't just a source of revenue. All of these metrics are good to track, but they are a marketing machine. They tell their friends, they leave these glowing reviews, and they become lifelong advocates for your brand. Now let's take it to the next step. After you figured out your customer journey map, you understand the metrics that matter, you understand how to gauge customer success, you have to understand Your customers aren't basic, so your journey map shouldn't be either. This is after you've mastered the basics, but you can then level up your game. You can start to personalize. So don't treat all customers the same. You can start to use segmentation and data to create personalized journeys for different customers that really resonate. You can start to deploy omni-channel mapping. Your customers don't just interact with you on one channel. Map their journey across all touch points, websites, social, media, email, even in person. You can start to deploy anticipatory design. Don't just react to customer needs, anticipate them. Use predictive analytics to create proactive experiences. And lastly, you can deploy emotional mapping. You can understand the emotions of your customers' experiences at each touch point. There's a variety of ways to collect it. Speaking with them is a great way to start, and then you can design accordingly. Remember, your customers aren't basic. Your journey map shouldn't be either. You want to push the boundaries, you want to experiment, and you always want to create experiences that exceed expectations. With CJM, like everything else in business, the journey is the destination, and the destination for CJM is extraordinary customer experiences that drive growth, loyalty, and ultimately profitability. Now, you're sticking with me this far. You are set on building out an incredible customer experience and understanding their journey, and it's going to get even more fun for you. For those nerds out there, AI, additional software and tools is going to make this process easier and give you so much more data for your customers. AI is not just a buzzword. Obviously, we know it's here. It's going to take your CJM, your customer experience, to the next level. So imagine what AI can now do for you. Even today, it's going to allow you to create hyper-personalized journeys. You're going to have predictive analytics on steroids. You're going to have chatbots that actually get it, and you're going to make data-driven decisions. I want to give you some tools that I have discovered that really help out customer journey mapping. There's a lot, but these are at least some that you can go start to look at. So for hyper-personalized journeys, AI algorithms crunching data in real time to tailor experiences to each individual customer. A couple tools you can check out: Dynamic Yield. This is a platform that uses AI to personalize website content, product recommendations, and email campaigns in real time. Segment. This is a customer data platform that helps you collect and unify customer data from various sources, enabling you to create highly targeted segments and personalized experiences. And BlueShift. This is an AI-powered marketing platform that helps you automate personalized campaigns across multiple channels, including email, SMS, and push notification. Now, for predictive analytics on steroids, AI forecasting customer behavior will give you this incredible accuracy. It will allow you to anticipate needs and proactively offer solutions. Here's a few tools. Clari, C-L-A-R-I. This AI platform helps revenue teams predict sales outcomes, identify risks, and optimize their sales processes. Sixth Sense. This is an AI-powered account engagement platform that helps you identify potential buyers, prioritize leads, and personalize outreach. And lastly, Amparity. This is a customer data platform that uses AI to create unified customer profiles, predict churn, and identify opportunities for upsells and cross sells. Next, we're going to have chatbots that actually get it, because we are no longer going to be using frustrating automated responses. AI-powered chatbots are going to be able to understand nuance, empathize, and deliver truly helpful conversations. A few tools: Ada, an AI-powered chatbot platform that can handle complex customer inquiries, automate support tasks, and provide personalized recommendations. There's Landbot, a no-code chatbot builder that allows you to create conversational experiences for your websites and messaging apps. And there's also ManyChat, which is a chatbot platform for Facebook that allows you to automate conversations, send broadcasts, and track performance. And lastly, we're going to have data-driven decision-making. There's going to be no more guesswork. AI is going to analyze massive amounts of data to reveal hidden patterns and insights and guide your customer experience and customer journey strategy with laser precision. A few tools: Podium. This is a platform that uses AI to analyze customer feedback, identify trends, and generate actionable insights. There's Qualtrics, which is a powerful experience management platform that uses AI to collect and analyze customer feedback across multiple channels. And then lastly, there's Zendesk Explore. This is a data analytics tool that helps you measure customer satisfaction, identify support trends, and track agent performance. And just a bonus tip, many customer journey mapping tools are starting to integrate AI capabilities. So you can start to look for AI-powered insights, predictive analytics, personalized recommendations. The tools you already use sooner than later will start to incorporate AI, even if you aren't using some of the tools that I already recommended. Here's a few other platforms you can consider. So UX Precia, this is a platform that offers AI-powered insights and recommendations to help you optimize your customer journeys. Smaply is a tool that uses AI to identify patterns in your customer data and generate actionable insights. And Custalence, this is a platform that offers AI-powered sentiment analysis to help you understand your customers' emotions and improve their experience. This isn't science fiction. This is all happening now. So if you are not already exploring how AI can transform your customer journey and your business, you are at risk of being left in the dust. So you want to embrace AI and you want to watch your customer experience and your customer journey mapping 10x your business. Now, we've covered a lot today. Here's the recap just quickly. First, you want to start with assessment. Where are you now? You want to analyze your current CJM and you want to identify areas for improvement. Second, you want to map. Create a detailed customer journey map that captures every touch point and emotion. Third, you want to measure. Establish KPIs and track your progress. Fourth, you want to iterate. Continuously test, learn, and optimize their journey and your journey. Fifth, you want to scale. As your business grows, so should your customer journey map. Invest in technology, training, and talent. Six, innovate. Don't be afraid to experiment with new ideas and technologies. Remember, this isn't just about ticking boxes on a checklist. It's about creating a customer-centric culture that permeates every aspect of your business. When you follow this blueprint, you will transform your customer journey from a series of interactions into a saga of delight, loyalty, and advocacy. Let's start mapping. That's it for today. I hope you enjoyed. I hope you got some value out of that. Make sure you come back tomorrow for another business lesson on the 10-Minute MBA. Hiring as a small business owner is a major pain. That's why LinkedIn is supporting today's episode. You need people with the right skills and experience, but finding them can take forever. It is incredibly frustrating to keep seeing candidates who just aren't a good fit, and that's why LinkedIn Jobs has been a game changer. Let me tell you a little story. We needed to hire a graphic designer, somebody with specific tech and software knowledge and the ability to truly understand our brand. And I started with all the usual job boards, and it's the same old story. Tons of irrelevant applications. No one's really matching my needs. I tried LinkedIn Jobs and the quality of candidates was just on another level. People with impressive portfolios, relevant expertise. I finally felt like I was interviewing the right people. That's truly the power of LinkedIn's massive professional network. You're tapping into this huge pool of talent you simply wouldn't find on other sites. It's about finding those niche candidates you actually need. And with the right people in front of you, hiring becomes a breeze. Did you know that 86% of small businesses find a qualified candidate on LinkedIn Jobs within 24 hours. That is how well their system works. Honestly, do yourself a favor and try LinkedIn Jobs next time you're hiring. You can post your job for free at linkedin.com/excellence. That's linkedin.com/excellence. Terms and conditions apply, but it's definitely worth trying out. Today's podcast is brought to you by The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. Now, obviously, I have my own podcast, but I am a consumer of content. I love great business shows that help me take my business to the next level. So if you are ready to accelerate your entrepreneurial journey, you have to dive into The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. It is presented by Carbon 6. This is the driving force behind today's top e-commerce solutions and growth tools. Join Tim every week as he explores the cutting edge of business growth, from transformative digital marketing strategies to the emergence of new brands. The Growth Gear provides insights directly from the forefront of the industry. Whether you're a startup founder or a seasoned executive, this podcast offers the tools and insights necessary to propel your business to the next level. Subscribe to The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan on your preferred podcast platform and start turning insights into actions. Get ready to shift into high gear, The Growth Gear with Tim Jordan. It's your guide to accelerated success in a hyper fast-paced business world.